This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Riding a bike. So easy, a child could do it. But not Joey Demento, a.k.a. Joe Biden. He can't ride a bike. Dude is riding a bike trying to make it look like, oh, Joe, boy, he's on the job. Look at Joe, boy. He's a, you know, the epitome of fitness. He stops his bike and bloop, falls completely over. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That is the Democrats' president. Joe Biden, the dude who cheated him, who got cheated into office, who can't do the most simplest things. But keep in mind, this is the guy who fell going up the stairs to get into Air Force One. This is the guy who shakes hands with, well, nobody. He turns from the podium and starts shaking air because Joe sees people. He sees dead people. Joe Biden is the guy who wanders around the White House into the draperies. If you don't watch him, somebody must be watching Joey Biden all the time. How did they let this dude fall? He's falling and he can't get up. Joe Biden. What an embarrassment. But let me tell you something, folks. If you think that's embarrassing, understand this. Joe Biden has given back all the stock market gains since he was handed the best economy in modern history. He's given it all back. Dow Jones fell under 30,000. Joe Biden took a year of Donald Trump's amazing stock market that he rode the coattails on, and in a year, he managed to ruin it to such a degree that the indexes have fallen below Joe Biden's, fallen below the numbers that Trump had. We are going in reverse. Do you think this is going to stop Joey Demento from doing stuff? Or Team Demented? No. They are still doubling down on the policies that are an embarrassment to this nation, that are ruining people. Trillions of dollars of market cap gone like a fart in a hurricane, and Joe Biden isn't changing any of his positions. Welcome back, everybody. How much money have you lost in the market? Have you looked at your portfolio? If you're smart, you would have taken your money out of the indexes and just sat on it as cash. You know what else is suffering? The cryptocurrencies. Gold and silver are doing okay. Boy, just, I'm telling you, we got, if the leftists are not... I don't even need to finish this statement. Leftists are scared out of their wits. They know what's about to happen. There's nothing they can do to stop this train. And even though we're going to make this movie that shows you the dirt, the proof of their cheating in the next elections, don't think they won't try to cheat. The problem is they are suffering. They can't. Everybody's a whistleblower. Are you seeing this? They can't. They got Democrats going, I'm telling on you now. They got them telling on you at Twitter. They got them telling on them at Facebook. They got us telling on them inside of the government. They are getting told on. That's what I told you. They cannot trust anybody now. People who were dyed-in-the-wool, staunch Democrats are going, I don't believe a word you're saying. And it's not helping. I talked earlier in the broadcast. Gabriella Miranda, formerly of USA Today, wrote stories that fit the narrative and would enhance her career. And you want to know what those stories were that they touted as breaking news? They were works of fiction. She is the Jussie Smollett of journalism, sort of. Except she's not blaming some Trump supporters for putting a noose around her neck and pouring metaphorical bleach on her work. But she is the Jussie Smollett. Trying to pretend that she's something she's not. Writing about things, doing things in order to do what? To further her career. And let me tell you something, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. She is not the only one. Democrats do this for sport. She is not the first, and she won't be the last. These people win awards for lying. They get awards for being warmongers. A Nobel Peace Prize for a guy who had three wars brewing at the same time. They give themselves Tonys and Grammys and Emmys and whatever else. And I told you, you are making a believer out of them that we no longer give a crap about what they say. We don't listen to them. De Niro, let's go, Brandon. We don't believe any of them. Oh, let me tell you, the stupid guy in the White House. Hey, the stupid guy in the White House right now, Joey Demento, Captain Demento, this guy has wiped away people's 401ks. He's wiped out people's savings. And pretty soon, if it keeps up, he's going to wipe out their housing, the money they've got tied up in their homes. And we are going to be, we're not even going to be, we are already in an amazing recession. And I'm going to tell you some folks, if they told you the truth about it, you'd know we were approaching the Great Depression Part 2. Diamond of Goldman Sachs has already warned, folks, we are headed there. He's not the only one sounding the alarm. I don't need a degree in economics to tell you what's going on. But guess what these people do? These Gabriella Mirandas, they fabricate stories. They misappropriate quotes for the stories. They tell you lies. They set false narratives. If you want to do something about it, follow my work. I got a group of guys that are working with us. We're talking about, it's a group of investors, and they're saying we are going to put together a media team that blows away what's happening across this country. Blows it away. You're not going to put up with fake narratives. We are going to be the ones bringing the stories, setting the narratives. But let me tell you what happens when we set the narrative. We set the narrative of truth. If a cop legitimately kills somebody in a wrongful death thing, we will tell you that. I wouldn't spin that story just because I want to make cops look better. If one of the Trump children does something illegally, we will tell you. We're not going to hide it because they're Trumps. But these leftists, that's what they do. So the USA removed 23 articles written by Miranda. What's her face? Gabriella Miranda. Didn't meet their editorial standards. Let me tell you what they did. You don't want to know some of the stories they removed by her? COVID. Coronavirus stuff. What do you think she said about those? What quotes do you think were given about that farce? I already told you. They lied about the number of people that got it. They lied about the vaccines. They lied about whatever. They accused doctors who were good doctors of being conspiracy theorists and a host of other things. Well, who's lying now? We know who the liars are. I got to leave it there. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little
little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We've been talking about Gabriela Miranda of USA Today. They've taken down many of her articles. And the reason is very simple. She's a liar. Her articles were made up. They were part of the narrative. And by the way, if you were to list these 23 articles, I haven't done it. But I'll make you a bet. If you list these 23 articles and we covered three different topics or four maybe, I will guarantee you every one of them is something to promote the leftist lying agenda, the leftist narrative, all faked. You want to know why? Because they can't find any truth in their narrative. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. com. I'm going to talk to you about fake stuff. It will blow your mind. Fake news stories. It's not even like the fake news stories are the one-offs. Like, well, okay, Kevin, they happen once every so often, and they're anecdotal. No, The real news is anecdotal. Fake news is pervasive. And you, Kim, seriously, man? Seriously. Washington Post reporter Taylor Lorenz must have her work reviewed by a top editor, and she was moved to the paper's technology team from its features staff, per a report. The New York Times said this, that the Washington Post, WAPO, owned by Jeff Bezos, who, by the way, are you seeing Bezos' commercials saying, if you don't tell your congressman to support blah, 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 I'll lose my business at Amazon. Well, that, do the opposite. Jeff Bezos has been taking advantage of a loophole in shipping and practically bankrupting the post office, which means bankrupting the American people, and he doesn't care. It has been his business advantage to be able to ship stuff to you so fast. And let me tell you something, people. This is one of these areas where I'm shooting myself in the foot. I love how fast Amazon gets me product. I absolutely do. One day, I bought something off Amazon that I couldn't, really and truly, it would have been hard-pressed for me to get in my car, go to the store, and get it, and bring it back in time in a convenient way for myself, faster than they delivered it. It was delivered to me the same day within 4 hours. Now, I could have gone to get it within 2 hours, but why would I do that? Same price. So when I talk about not supporting Amazon, it is a real inconvenience to me to tell you this. To you as well. I love getting these products fast. But here's what I'll bet you. I'll bet you we'll still get stuff fast. I bet you the competition will make it so that everybody gets competitive and we will be still getting our products pretty quickly. And unlike the generation of today that has to have everything instantaneously, like I just asked for it, why is it not here right now? I can wait a couple hours, 5 hours, a day. It's okay. Anyway, going back to this WAPO. So, Bezos buys the Washington Post so he can hammer Donald Trump. And you know who's in the biggest trouble now? Jeff Bezos. Why? Because of Joe Biden. Because he hasn't innovated. He got things cheated to make his business work. And now he's got to innovate. He's no Elon Musk. This guy's done nothing anywhere close to Elon Musk. And look, I will tell you this. Elon Musk got a lot of subsidies and what have you. But here's what the guy did. He tackled the green energy issue. He took the politics of it and said, you want it, I'll give it to you. He made one heck of a car. The guy completely changed the automotive industry. He also changed the battery industry. There's a joke with a comedian. He says, why can't somebody tell the I forget which one of the, like this some battery, maybe Elon Musk should tell the cell phone company how you can make a better battery. Because he's bad. Oh, I know it. It was a pacemaker. Because the pacemaker battery lasts for life. So they're like, why don't somebody tell the telephone manufacturers this? But anyway, Elon Musk has made battery, he has revolutionized battery technology, and we're just on the front edge of it. We may very well be able to transition to solar or have storage of these alternative forms of energy to where we can legitimately go green a lot faster than we think. But it won't be because of the government. It'll be because of people like Elon Musk. Hiring the best chemist, experimenting, putting that money to research into real R&D. Let me pivot back. So this Taylor Lorenz joins Gabriella Miranda as a fake news artist. It says Lorenz denied Times report on Twitter saying she had not been demoted and the status of who edits her stories has not changed. I don't know if it's true or not, but here's what I'm going to tell you. If her work, if it's even being discussed, somebody's looking into her. And I will bet you it's somebody at WAPO who no longer feels the way they used to feel because they're seeing what's happening. It's like that girl that left was it New York Times? An editor. She said, you can't bring up anything contrary to what these people believe, or they think you're the enemy. She no longer felt like she could practice journalism. There are many of these people out there. This article goes on. The paper fired reporter Felicia Sonmez last week after some of the post-internal drama spilled over onto Twitter. Now, if I'm not mistaken, this Felicia Sonmez is somebody who stirred up a whole group, a whole brouhaha, because some guy tweeted something about, you know, a funny thing about women. Or something. And she goes, I can't believe that we would have somebody work here that would tweet this. It was a joke. Bill Maher covered it, but I have no respect for Bill Maher. Everybody's like, well, Bill Maher said, Bill Maher's waking up. Or Bill Maher is a card-carrying leftist who is sick of what his group has been doing, and now he wants to address it and act like he's some kind of hero. You know, if you were stupid enough to be on that side, don't try to, oh, well, now they're doing something stupid and I'm going to leave them. I'm going to abandon them. They were stupid then, they're stupid now, and you're stupid forever having been one of them. And for the leftists who left and you're now listening to my show or you've gotten your woke from woke, sorry to tell you, you were stupid then. The good news is you are not stupid now, but don't come on here acting like, well, Kevin, I made the transition like it's some big deal. Or I no longer do that like it's a badge of honor. No, it is a badge of stinky. Don't try to convince me you're better than I am because I was never that stupid. Well, Kevin, Candace Owens used to be a Democrat and she got a red pilled. Well, sorry, I've never been that stupid. I want credit. Essentially, that's what I'm telling you. I want credit for being somebody who understood the truth from the beginning and never wavered. And you're not going to get it out of me. Oh, so-and-so made a transition. I got people on my staff. Chris Harris. Chris has made the transition. Chris was a Democrat. He grew up black and supposed to be Democrat. Then he faded out. I'm not a Democrat.
Kevin Jackson Radio
Love the dude
Show.
To death.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. St. Louis Fed President James Bullard says we have some work to do when it comes to the central bank tackling inflation. It's running at a 40-year high, and the Fed has raised interest rates in a bid to fight back. However, he insisted the labor market is very good and the economy should grow as the months go on. The Texas Senate Special Committee to Protect All Texans is holding a hearing on last month's Uvalde school shooting, which left 21 victims dead. Director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, Stephen McGraw, blames law enforcement leadership for the response to the shooting.
The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children.
USA Radio News. New technology is helping to find a disease that affects millions of Americans. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The Nature Portfolio Journal is reporting new technology is allowing a single brain scan that can diagnose Alzheimer's disease quickly and accurately. The new approach requires just one MRI brain scan taken on a standard 1.5 Tesla machine, which is commonly found in most hospitals.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is visiting Ukraine. It's an unannounced trip, and he's meeting with the Ukrainian prosecutor general. He's the latest high-profile member of the Biden administration to travel to the war-torn nation. Other officials, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken, have visited since Russia launched its invasion nearly 4 months ago. Gas prices are falling again. The national average price for regular is down another 2 cents to $4.96 a gallon. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talking about fake news and the carnage of what's going on in the news business. And let me tell you, you got a lot to celebrate, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Yeah, baby. 844-551-8255. Reporter Dave Weigel retweeted what is called a sexist joke. And this girl by the name of Felicia Sonmez made an issue of it, and she had it out online on Twitter with another reporter named Jose Del Real. Well, let me just say what this guy said. He retweeted what somebody tweeted, which is this: every girl is bi. You just have to figure out if it's polar or sexual, which is funny. That is a funny joke. Anybody, look, if I were a woman, I would go, that's funny. Because it isn't like women don't criticize men. They don't make jokes about men. Look, I listen to comedy all the time. I'm a comedian. That's all you do is you look for the craziness of the world and you make jokes about it. Of course nobody believes all women are bi, polar, choose between polar or sexual. That's what makes it funny. Let me tell you, most of you probably went, oh, that's good. Yeah, well, look, I'm going to laugh. If something's funny, I'm going to laugh. That's what the brouhaha was about. A guy retweeting some comedian making that observation of his own, funny or otherwise. By the way, maybe that's his reality. Maybe every woman he's met is bipolar or bisexual. Possibility, right? But long story short, he gets fired or suspended without pay for a month. And then Felicia Sonmez decides, you know, that he's a bad guy. Here's what they were going to say. The newspaper suspended Weigel without pay after he reposted this tweet from a YouTuber, Cam Harless. Colleague Felicia Sonmez, who also covers national politics, then blasted Weigel for sharing the off-putting joke, tweeting, "Fantastic to work at a news outlet where retweets like this are allowed," and it's put a screenshot of his retweet. Now, later that day, Weigel removed his retweet, and like a cuckold beta male, he said, "I just removed the retweet of an offensive joke. I apologize and did not mean to cause harm to anyone." Now, they say it's unclear how long he's going to stay suspended, But an email to Weigel seeking comment led to an automatic reply that said he was out of the office and returning July the 5th. Well, his retweet led to last weekend a long term, they said weekend's long turmoil at the Bezos owned newspaper. Another Washington Post reporter, I just mentioned him earlier, Jose Del Real, admonished Sonmez for calling out Weigel publicly. That led to a back and forth between them. He says, Felicia, we all mess up from time to time. Engaging in repeated and targeted public harassment of a colleague is neither good nor is it particularly effective. It turns a language of inclusivity into clout chasing and bullying. I don't think this is appropriate. Then he deleted his tweet. And in another now deleted tweet, he said to her, I hope you reconsider the cruelty you regularly unleash against colleagues. Now, here's why I want to stop. I just want to stop and tell you what I feel about it, baby. Yeah. The reason why I want to stop is to let you know this. Leftists are the worst employees on the freaking planet. The worst. You want to know why? This. Everything offends them. That's a joke that nobody in your organization, they could go, oh, I don't quite like it. No big deal. They can't do it. They got to get involved. They got to let you know you're bad. But here's what's funny. All the things that he says she's doing, what did he say? He says you're clout chasing and bullying. See, they see this as a way to rise through the ranks. And the more when you apologize, that's a license for them to kick your butt. So what do? They bully you. I don't want to work at a place where I allow this to happen. Who let him in? And she gets a colleague, a fellow leftist, suspended. I love it. I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh. Yeah, you know why I love it? Because it's leftism on top of leftism. And what it does is it ends up waking them up. You want to know what Weigel said afterwards? He said, you know what? We're just a little bit too woke. Now, I'm going to tell you something. He didn't just come to this conclusion. He's suspended for what amounts to nothing more than a humor-based joke. He loses part of his income. He's now on notice that let me tell you, screw up again, you're out. I don't know this guy. I don't have a dog in the fight. He's probably really talented. And if you take away his political BS, he's probably a good writer, a good reporter, if he were to do his job. But you know what he's figuring out? I got to be on my toes here. I can't say what I want to say. I can't do what I want to do. Imagine if he comes back with a story. It doesn't fit the narrative that Sonmez likes. Some leftist Me Too nonsense BS he's got to be considering, how do I keep her in check? How do I not feel the wrath of her bullying and her clout chasing? Anyway, the guy that was defending him, Real, made this comment. He says, his retweet was, quote, terrible and unacceptable. See, even he can't come to his defense totally. He's coming to it philosophically. Philosophically, we shouldn't be attacking our peers because it gives the right the license to come after us. Well, philosophically, let me tell you this. On my team, the dirt stays inside. If somebody says something negative about a teammate to me, I say, we don't have that experience with my teammate. We consider my teammate amazing. I don't care what that person's done externally. We protect them internally. We will not give you fodder. So that's rule number one that leftists are really willing to break, because they are indeed clout chasing. And inside of the organization, it isn't about bullying. If somebody says something that we don't all agree with, nobody's going to get bullied. We'll discuss it and it'll end. But they can't do that. So Del Real briefly deactivated his account where, you know, they were exchanging these different critical messages. And then here's what he wrote. In hopes of de-escalating, I temporarily deactivated my account amid a barrage of online abuse directed by one person, but carried out by an eager mob. The one-sided attacks continued even after I stopped engaging. So what he's learning is this. When you engage, when the leftists come at you, they get their little cackle of woke constituents and they continue to bombard you. And in his case, it wasn't bots. It was real people who've been charged up over all these nonsensical issues. And they said, we'll get you. Solomon has accused Del Real of false accusations and mischaracterizations. To anyone reading this and wondering whether it's wrong to speak out, it's not. It matters greatly and makes more of a difference than you know to people you may never know, said Sanmez in a tweet. And as I mentioned before, the guy, Weigel, he said, culture is dying. Culture is dying. This is a guy who philosophically is supposed to be in line with these other woke leftists. And this is why I tell you guys all the time, don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. They are all just waiting. They are so eager to escape this cult. They call Trump support a cult. Let me tell you something. I support Trump, but I don't kiss his butt for anybody. I've seen him. I could have literally gone to an event with Trump, had dinner with him, and I said, nah, I got better things to do. And I left. It's no cult. The cult is on these guys. So Sanmez was briefly suspended, they said, by the newspaper back in January 2020 after she mentioned a rape allegation against NBA legend Kobe Bryant after he, his daughter, and seven others died in a helicopter crash. She was restated after colleagues rallied to her defense. She also sued the news organization last year, claiming she was the victim of discrimination after the newspaper barred her from covering high-profile cases involving sexual misconduct, though a judge threw the case out in March. In 2018, Sanmez, who was at the Wall Street Journal, alleged that a then LA Times reporter, Jonathan Kamen, 31, groped her and sexually assaulted her in Beijing. Do I need to tell you these people are bat crap crazy? They said the Post barred Sanmez from covering sexual assault cases because the newspaper felt there was a conflict of interest. And here's the best news I can give you for this whole story, people. They fired her. They finally got sick and tired of her and said, you know what? Enough is enough. Just like Netflix said to its employees, you don't have to work here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And by the way, my sympathies to your, the family of your CFO, who dropped dead very unexpectedly. My best to their family. It's tough stuff.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry your person there dropped dead. Yeah, you know, it's tough stuff. Welcome, folks. That was the old sympathetic Joe Biden. He's got bigger things on his plate, like the molestation of his daughter, the girl who became a sexual deviant, a.k.a. a freak. having sex with all their friends, family members. She alludes to it, and nothing happens because it's Joe Biden. But if this were the Trumps, boy, you want to talk about a story that would be so huge you wouldn't even imagine it. But old Joe's giving out his sympathies. Well, I'm really sorry your person there dropped dead, your CFO. By the way, CFO 52, it's early 50s. Unexpectedly drops dead. I dare you. I dare you to Google it. Unexpectedly drops dead. Unexpectedly dies. Don't look at the number of people. Unexpectedly dying. Ask yourself what it's about. I'm not going to get into it. I'm not even going to say the word Corona. I ain't going to say it. It's a Mexican beer. Hey, Corona. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network.com. 844-551-8255. I wanted to touch on something that I touched on earlier. And it has to do with Ukraine. And I told you, there's something afoot with Ukraine. Here's the thing. We're not talking about the number of people who've been, who are the refugees. How many refugees have escaped Ukraine? Don't know, do we? It's millions. We haven't heard about, where are the sob stories of Ukrainian children, the little children, they die. We haven't heard them. It's very small. When it first started, let me just give you some idea. I was watching the Golf Channel. Oh, there's a Ukrainian kid. He's coming over to play. And he's in a tournament. And I'm so fortunate I was able to come to play because my country, people are looking at my country. So they invited me over to play. I'm so glad that I'm here. So they bring this kid over so they can highlight how much support we have to give Ukraine. Because America, we're behind you, man. Russia bad, Ukraine good. So then they were telling us, there's a million people that have left, and this, and the devastation, and the Ukrainians are fighting, they're so brave. I'm surprised all of Ukraine hasn't come out gay so we could talk about how proud we are of them, especially in the month of June. It's Gay Pride Month right now. Why aren't we talking about the gay Ukrainians? Oh, that's right. Because if you're a Ukrainian who's transsexual into a man, they send you back to fight. So much for LGBT month in Ukraine. You've declared yourself a man, huh? Okie dokie. You need to come back and join the army. We're not hearing about Ukraine conquering the Soviet invasion and all this other stuff. And there's a few reasons for that. Number one, because Ukraine's not winning. Do I know? No. I'm not the news. Who do you think I am? I'm not trying to be the news, but I know they're winning because we're not hearing about it. We're not hearing. If, first of all, either way, they're going to lose. Ukraine's winning. No, they're not. They're losing. But they're not going to tell you. They try to tell you Russia's losing. But the problem they have with that is Russia then puts out video of them winning. So they can't control the narrative. That's a problem for the Biden administration. They must be able to control the narrative. Joe Biden, he's bright. He's a protege of Obama, who was the best president ever, the smartest guy to ever sit in the Oval Office, and the blackest, and he's amazing. So what? He spent $10 trillion to try to keep the economy where it is. That, like I said, give me $10 trillion to spend. I will perform better than Trump if you give me $10 trillion to spend. God is my witness, I would. I would say, I don't care how many terms of president I am. If I'm only going to run one and I can put $10 trillion, I can pump it into this economy, boy, I would have had this economy running so well, you wouldn't even know what to look for. You'd be like, oh my God, that black man knows how to run an economy. $10 trillion. Do you know how many companies you could bail out? Do you know how many little startups that I would just make blanket loans to? What did they end up doing anyway? PPP. Blanket loans, don't even pay them back, whatever. They were non-repayment loans. Do you know what I could do with $10 trillion? Half the size of our economy for a year, giving that money away for free? I'd put that money in the hands of true entrepreneurs, people who knew what they were doing. I wouldn't have invested a nickel in Wu Flu nonsense. I would have given out ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and some vitamin regimen, and I would have said, so sue me. Get mad at me. I don't care. Executive order. You can't get mad at me. I'd have crushed those clowns. Yes, sir. $10 trillion. A monkey could have made this economy look better than what it was under Obama. Yeah, I said it. I can say that. I'm officially black. Anyway, I want to get back to this thing because it says one unidentified official told NBC that Biden was concerned with his Secretary of Defense's words. He says it could set, get this, unrealistic goals and up the chance that Washington could get pulled into a direct conflict with Moscow. Now, Joe Biden recently said we were at war. He didn't elaborate with whom, but we have to presume it's with Russia, with Putin. But now he says, I don't want a direct conflict. I'm okay with an indirect one, but I don't want a direct one. Why does he not want that? And I asked people before, I said, why do you think Joe Biden would pull back his Secretary of Defense and his Secretary of State and say, don't make these statements. You're going too far. Well, I got the answer. And it's exactly what I keep telling people. Joe Biden can't play anything out to the bitter end, but this one he's trying to. And the people running the show are going, you know what? We may be on the wrong side of this. They write, Biden was not happy when Blinken and Austin talked about winning in Ukraine. One of the sources said he was not happy with the rhetoric. There's more to it. Hang in there. Trust me. After the commencement of a military operation in Ukraine on February 24th, Russia in mid-April consolidated its forces in the country's eastern Donbass region. Ukraine's president started begging the West even more desperately for more weapons to beat back the world's second strongest military power, claiming he did not want to cede any Ukrainian territory to the Russians. So we sent them $48 billion of stuff. We put a marketing campaign that, I mean, it was nothing more than a goodwill campaign to make Ukraine seem like we must protect them. We made Zelensky a rock star. And now they say this. U.S. officials are reportedly worried that Ukraine's views are untenable, saying behind the scenes the comedian should shift his public position. Joe Biden is telling Zelensky, you got to admit defeat. Experts, U.S. and European officials, have voiced the belief that Russian President Vladimir Putin will attempt to claim the Donbass and declared Russian territory, with Zelensky then having to negotiate for peace to end the conflict. The Biden administration, meanwhile, has maintained that it will not pressure Kiev to end the war on any specific terms, and is preparing for a long war. From the beginning, I've said, and I've been, not everyone has agreed with me, nothing about Ukraine without Ukraine. It's their territory. I'm not going to tell them what they should or shouldn't do, Biden said on June the 3rd, but it appears to me that at some point along the line, there's going to have to be a negotiated settlement here, and then what that entails, I don't know. Let me tell you what Joe Biden just said. Russia, you win. When you're ready to negotiate, we'll jump on the stage with you and do it, and we'll try to make it look like, you know, we got something out of it, but it's Joe Biden getting his butt kicked and having to admit it, because he went all in with Ukraine, and now they know Ukraine doesn't have the fortitude to do it. They said they're going to continue. They sent this billion-dollar aid package, etc. But at some point, Joe Biden's going to have to answer why we have veterans sleeping on the streets, why we have people losing their homes, we have massive inflation, gas prices through the roof, people can't get baby formula, and he's spending more time in this nonsense than he is focused on our stuff.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.